Tokenized stocks are starting to feel like one of the most important stories at the intersection of traditional finance and blockchain.
The data backs that up. Transfer volume jumped 415% in just 30 days, reaching $29.5 billion.
And the participation side is just as striking. Active addresses and holders more than doubled in the same period.
Put together, that suggests tokenized equities are moving beyond a niche experiment. They're starting to behave like a real financial channel with usage, liquidity, and investor participation.
What's exciting is that this doesn't look like a one-off spike from a handful of huge wallets.
That distinction matters. If both transfer volume and the participant base are rising, it points to broader adoption rather than short-term speculation.
Exactly. A market that grows in activity and participation feels much more durable.
The data implies tokenized stocks are attracting capital, new users, new use cases, and new liquidity providers.
One of the most meaningful shifts is that tokenized equities are beginning to look less like a technical demo and more like an actual financial instrument.
Historically, stock trading has been tied to regulated brokerage accounts, slower settlement cycles, and limited access for many investors.
Tokenization could change that by enabling faster settlement, lower friction, and broader access through digital wallets and fractional ownership.
Several factors are driving this traction. First, tokenized assets can settle more quickly than traditional securities in some cases, improving capital efficiency.
Second, they can make it easier for investors to gain equity exposure outside traditional brokerage systems, especially with fractional ownership and on-chain infrastructure.
Third, tokenized assets benefit from composability. They can interact with lending markets, collateral systems, and automated trading strategies.
That's where it gets really interesting, because those kinds of opportunities are harder to replicate in legacy financial systems.
Fourth, institutional experimentation is increasing. As more financial institutions explore tokenization, the asset class gains legitimacy, infrastructure support, and credibility.
You can also see a shift in how Wall Street views tokenized equities.
For years, they were often seen as a speculative side project, mainly used by crypto-native investors to gain exposure to familiar companies without a traditional broker.
That view is changing.
As tokenization becomes associated with institutional-grade infrastructure, custody solutions, and compliance frameworks, the conversation is shifting from whether the idea is interesting to how it can be used at scale.
That matters because tokenized stocks occupy a hybrid space.
They are not purely crypto assets, and they are not purely traditional stocks. They combine elements of both financial systems.
If executed well, they could become one of the most important bridges between two systems that have operated separately for decades.
Their value lies not only in the technology, but in their ability to connect real-world equities with blockchain-based infrastructure.
Investor behavior is evolving too.
The doubling of active addresses and holders suggests participation is becoming more distributed. That is a meaningful development because it indicates tokenized equities may be moving beyond early adopters.
A broader participant base tends to make a market more liquid, more resilient, and less dependent on a few large players.
It also changes the narrative around the asset class.
A market with wider participation is less likely to be dismissed as a temporary trading fad and more likely to be viewed as an emerging financial rail with staying power.
The broader market implications are significant. If tokenized stock activity continues to grow, the effects could extend well beyond the crypto ecosystem.
Tokenized equities may help reduce the friction between on-chain and off-chain finance.
For years, the connection between those two worlds has been largely speculative.
Tokenized stocks are different because they connect directly to a real, mature, and heavily traded asset class.
That makes them a more credible entry point for institutions, investors, and market participants who are cautious about cryptocurrencies but still interested in digital asset infrastructure.
In that sense, tokenized equities may become one of the most important real-world asset categories in the broader tokenization trend.
They offer a way for traditional finance to engage with blockchain infrastructure without requiring full exposure to speculative crypto assets.
But it would be a mistake to treat the recent surge as proof that the category is risk-free.
Several structural challenges remain. The first is regulatory uncertainty.
The legal treatment of tokenized equities can vary by jurisdiction, creating complexity for issuers, intermediaries, and investors.
Until regulatory frameworks become clearer, adoption may face friction.
The second challenge is ownership and rights.
A token is only as strong as the legal structure behind it. Investors need clarity about what rights they hold, how those rights are protected, and what happens in cases of default, dispute, or platform failure.
The third is market structure risk.
If liquidity becomes concentrated in a few platforms or wallets, the market may appear active but remain vulnerable to shocks. A healthy tokenized equity market needs broad, distributed liquidity.
The fourth is execution risk.
Even if the concept works, real-world implementation can be messy. Settlement, custody, compliance, interoperability, and operational reliability all need to function smoothly.
These risks are important, but they are not necessarily deal-breakers.
The rapid growth in tokenized stock activity does not mean the category is mature or risk-free. It means the market is maturing quickly enough that the risks are becoming more practical and more immediate.
The next few months will be critical.
The key question is whether the recent surge is a one-time spike or the beginning of a longer trend.
Several metrics deserve close attention.
First, sustained transfer volume is essential. If $29.5 billion in a month becomes the floor rather than the peak, the case for durable adoption becomes much stronger.
Second, holder diversification matters. A growing and more distributed base of participants would be a bullish sign for long-term adoption.
Third, institutional product expansion will be a major milestone. The launch of more regulated, institutional-friendly tokenized equity products would signal a move from experimentation to mainstream integration.
Fourth, cross-chain interoperability will be important. If tokenized equities become easier to move, use, and settle across different networks, their utility will improve significantly.
The broader takeaway is that tokenized stocks do not need to become the next hot trade to be important.
The larger story is the gradual migration of traditional assets onto more flexible digital rails.
If tokenized equities can maintain momentum, they could become one of the clearest examples of blockchain moving from a crypto-native experiment to a serious part of the mainstream financial system.
For now, the data points in one direction. Activity is accelerating, participation is broadening, and attention is reaching well beyond early adopters.
Whether that growth turns into durable adoption will depend on execution, regulation, and market structure.
But the conclusion is clear. Tokenized stocks are no longer a footnote in the crypto story.
They are becoming one of its most important chapters.